Welcome to People You Need to Know on Spark Plug Radio. I'm your host, Spark Plug, publisher of Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide, the publication that's guaranteed to raise your business profile with billions of people online. Our publication takes you beyond the internet so you can get opportunities, be seen, be recognized, and be admired. Today's show is brought to you by Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. They can be reached at 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lynn Lofton has your back. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have a dignitary on the show today. In this segment, we're going to be speaking with broadcast veteran and award-winning video producer, Miss Teresia King, about how to write your ticket to the top in broadcast news. Our guest today is a native of Huntsville, Alabama. She is the founder and CEO of Return Fire Coaching. I like that name. Return Fire Coaching, Consulting, and Media LLC. Her organization helps people grow and thrive through leadership coaching, on-air and behind-the-scenes media training, production of heirloom videos, and Zoom call editing services. We are so honored to have on the phone today a woman who is truly making her mark in the world of media and consulting, Ms. Teresia King. Welcome to Spark Plug Radio.
Good morning, Spark Plug. Morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. Sun shining, life is good.
All right. Well, you know, Ms. Teresia, I know that you're extremely busy, and I appreciate the time you're going to spend with us today. So I'd like to get right into it. Is that okay?
That works for me.
All right. Well, I see here one of your first tips is to break the rules. Now, what do you mean by that?
Well, when it comes to writing, we are traditionally trained in a certain way to use big words, embellish, you know, for the term papers and the theses that we do in grad school and just elementary school compositions or whatever. But in broadcasting, it's a different conversation and a different way of doing. And for someone like me who likes to follow rules, when I learned that I could break the rules, it was a little startling. But what that means is when we are writing for the eye, which is what's happening in television, we have to write in a way where we, as we are telling the story, they can see the story. Okay, so it becomes a kind of conversational tone that doesn't allow for commas and semicolons. You are writing as if you are delivering, which means we turn it into ellipses or dashes and things like that. So it looks very different on the page than the traditional writing.
Okay. Now, when you say write with pitches, I like that. I think of an artist, but how does that look in the world of a broadcast news writer?
Well, this is the way it looks, Spark Plug. When you're having conversations with people and you talk to your friend Joe or whomever, and you start to describe something to him. And so it's the same way when you're writing a script for broadcast news. For example, if you wanted to tell someone how long the lines were a few weeks at the primary in Georgia, you mean, man, the line was really long, but that's okay, that's relative. But if you say that voting line was as long as two football fields end to end, then Joe can visualize it. So that's what I mean, using word pictures.
I see that. So number one, you want to break the rules. There was a good book by, the author was Robert somebody. It was called Break Every Rule. So I like that, break every rule or break the rules and write with pictures. Okay. So there's an old saying that says if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. But your third tip says is how you say and what you say. Tell me a little bit more about that, please.
Well, what happens there is, again, when we have conversations, they happen a certain way. You don't feel like someone is reading a fairy tale, once upon a time, you know, that kind of thing. When we speak, we usually use contractions, right? In our regular conversation, we use contractions. That's one of the things we do. And when we get ready to tell someone a story, we're like, hey, guess what? And in the news business, they call that a Hey Myrtle moment. And what does that mean? Hey Myrtle, did you hear that? It's that kind of feeling. And again, using contractions, breaking the grammar rules from dashes to whatever, so that when one is delivering, it's more like when we speak. So we're really writing the way we speak. Now, that sounds easy on the surface, but it's a little difficult because we've had at least 12 years of training by the time we get to college about how to write in a very formal way. And this is very informal.
Okay. Well, tell us how or what inspired you to get involved in the world of broadcasting and video production.
My earliest days were involved with, I used to write compositions, poems, songs, and during my church years growing up in church, I was always a part of, you know, the Easter and Christmas speeches and plays. And as I grew through my teenage years, I started to write the plays, direct them, produce them. And so I had this whole niche for that part of my brain, the creative side of it. And in my ideal world, I'll just tell you a secret, trade secret, well, not a trade secret, Debbie Allen is living my life from when I was in childhood. Dancing was something I liked to do, but it was always in this stream of communication, drama, in college plays and things like that. But in Huntsville, Alabama, if you're on television, it's news. So it still all worked.
All right. Well, let's get back to how to write your ticket to the top in broadcast news. Say, in public education, we're taught that reading is fundamental. But it looks like here, tip number four is saying the opposite. What gives?
Wow, that sounds almost like blasphemy, right? Reading is not fundamental. Now, what that means when it comes to the world of broadcasting is we don't read the news. We deliver a copy. Why that's important is you are in trying to engage your audience in a conversation. So when you write, you don't want it to sound like a bedtime story to put someone to sleep. You want it to sound like we're just having a regular, casual conversation. So you don't ever want to catch yourself reading, particularly to your audience. You want to have a conversation and just deliver the news.
Well, you know, I remember that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? But this is another level. So are you saying it's okay to dumb down?
Well, not exactly. Frankly, no. But in broadcast news, we are communicating with a mass audience. That in and of itself implies that there will be ranges of understanding and education and the like. So we're taught to write at the eighth grade level, so that people who didn't go to college or things like that can understand you, and at the same time, you won't insult or offend the PhD. So you're trying to hit a sweet spot there. Again, now you're trying to engage the audience, because if they don't understand you and it goes to the area of confusion, you're done. So you write in that spot of the eighth grade level in a mass audience way.
Okay, all right. Well, your last tip suggests that one may write his or her own ticket to the top. Now, is that realistic?
Well, yes, it is, because the top is relative, right? The top is relative. So, and one other thing about the writing in this context is writing is the nucleus of the show. It is the catalyst that provides, you know, direction for everybody, the people in the control room and all of that, and people in the studio. So to write your own ticket, if you have a great foundation in writing, maybe the top for you is to actually be a writer in the newsroom or a producer or a reporter or an anchor. Your writing will be key to each of those positions, to having success in each of those positions. So the top for you may be different than it is for me, but that foundation is great writing.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, here's something I'm excited about. Please tell us about your upcoming event this month called It's All About Mastery. When is it? What's the cost to participate?
It is scheduled 4 weeks in, I should say 4 days in December, on Tuesdays, December 8th, 15th, 22nd, and the 29th. And the ticket is $97, roughly $25 per session. The sessions are an hour and a half of interactive engagement. There will be on-the-spot writing, and we'll go away and come back and give feedback. It won't be a lecture. It will be actually very engaging, because the broadcast acting industry is kind of like the state of Missouri. You have to show me, or you have to show the news director. Oftentimes, students come out of college with their 4.0 that they negotiated, but in that industry, that's not that impressive. We want to know, what can you do? So this class gives trainees a deep dive in getting their feet wet and actually build and hone some skills.
All right. Well, give us the dates and the times and the price one more time, please.
Okay, the dates are Tuesdays, December 8th, 15th, 22nd, and the 29th, 7 until 8:30 p.m., that's Central Time. And the price is $97 for all four sessions.
Well, before we bring this interview to a close, please tell us why you love Atlanta's People You Need to Know Business Guide.
I love People You Need to Know because there are people in there you really need to know. And Sparkplug is the firecracker that will make that happen.
All right. And finally, how can our listeners connect with you?
They can connect with me at my website, www.returnfirecoachingandmedia.com. or info at returnfirecoachingandmedia.com or 256-714-1347.
Now, Ms. King, for the slow riders out there, like me, would you be so kind to repeat that information?
I would. And, you know, I've been in that seat, so I don't want to be that girl. Okay. That's www.returnfirecoachingandmedia.com and info@returnfirecoachingandmedia.com or at 256-714-1347.
Ms. Teresia King, founder and CEO of Return Fire Coaching, Consulting, and Media, LLC. Thanks for spending some of your most precious and valuable time with us today. Oh, hold on. Before we go, looks like we got a call. Can you take a call?
Yes.
Hold on 1 second. Caller ended in 6478. Are you there? You have a question for Ms. King?
I do. Thank you so much for receiving the call. And Ms.
All right.
King, it's a pleasure to hear what you're doing as well. I wanted to know, perhaps I missed this, what level of writing skill is expected for this class?
Actually, just your regular, say, if you were just finished high school or college or you already in industry, it's starting at the bare bones because I found that is where it all begins to be problematic. I speak with news directors all the time and people who are working in the industry daily, and students are kind of, new people are coming in, interns and whatnot, and they haven't been able to make the transformation. It didn't happen in college. So at those levels, if you have a high school degree and you're just interested in better writing and better storytelling, that works as well.
That's fantastic. So young people are also encouraged. They can take this course.
Absolutely. It's 101 basics. I'll put it this way. It's as if you wanted to learn another language. If you wanted to learn Spanish and you hadn't had any, just it's bare bones, pardon me, starting up.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate your call. We appreciate your call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. I do appreciate you taking that call, Ms. King.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Sparkplug Radio, the radio station that shines the spotlight on people doing big things in Metro Atlanta and beyond. To listen to even more People You Need to Know, just Google Sparkplug Radio and be sure to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook at PYNTK. And to view the digital version of People You Need to Know business guide, just visit sparkplugpr.com. That's sparkplugpr.com. Ms. Teresia, before I even wrap it up, did you have any final words you want to leave with our listening audience today?
Yes, I do, and thanks for the opportunity. At Return Fire Coaching, Consulting, and Media, our mission is to help transform people toward their personal and professional destiny. And our vision is to help the clients see their blind spots.
And give us your phone number again.
That's 256-714-1347.
Ms. King, I look forward to having you back again on Sparkplug Radio, okay?
I would love to do that. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
If you'd like to find out how you can be a guest on our show, please give us a call at 770-460-5995. And I want to take a moment to thank my production team for doing another marvelous job behind the scenes. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And be sure to tell your friends about Spark Plug Radio. So until next time, this is Spark Plug, America's ambassador for women business owners, reminding you that you are the person who has to decide whether you'll do it or toss it aside. You are the person who makes up your mind, whether you'll lead or linger behind, whether you'll try for a goal that is far or be content to stay where you are. Take it or leave it, there's something to do. Just think it over. It's all up to you.
Dr. Lynn Lofton, owner of Elite Chiropractic and Wellness, located at 4487 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia. Dr. Lofton believes that everyone deserves the opportunity to have optimum health through chiropractic care. Her desire is to create a better community, one spine at a time. Her services also include holistic care, nutrition, weight loss, and more. Tell her that Spark Plug told you to call. Her phone number is 404-228-6370. Remember, when it comes to chiropractic care, Dr. Lofton has your back.